Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey. If you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for clicking on it. And if you haven't seen the title, which I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, we're going to be talking about having bad days and how to switch your mindset so that the idea of having a bad day doesn't make the entire day seem bad or negative and continue to spiral into the actual bad day that your brain has already decided for you. That's kind of a long-winded term, but basically just talking about how a bad day doesn't actually have to be bad. But before we get into that, let's do the weekly segments, starting with the weekly recap. I just quickly went through my brain and like kind of wrote down some key things that I wanted to talk about just so that I can kind of keep myself on track. I kind of usually do that, but there was like a decent amount of things I wanted to actually like say that I did this week because my mom came to visit and two of her friends came with and I got to see them and just a whole bunch of things happened. So I have a decent amount of things to tell you guys. But actually, first, I do want to say what my drink of the day is. First of all, I have a blood orange mango mingler bubbler. Not bubbly, bubbler. B-U-B-B-L apostrophe R. If you've never tried these before, it's like this sparkling water, but it has like it has some sort of like sugar-free sweetener in it. Erythritol, I think that's how you say it. Erythritol, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's basically a sparkling water, but it has like a sugar-free like flavoring in it. And this blood orange one is my favorite flavor, but I love pretty much every bubbler flavor there is. But I have not been able to find it in New York City anywhere. Like, I haven't seen it. And it's not like I'm, like, searching far and wide for it. But, like, all the stores that I go to on a regular basis don't carry it. So, I haven't been able to find it. So, if you do know where it is, please leave a comment on the post for this episode on my Instagram. The Instagram for this podcast is justathought.pod. But anyways, my mom came to visit me. And she brought me a case of the blood orange mango mingler bubblers. And I'm sipping on one of those right now. So, Mom, I'm sure you're listening to this. Thank you again for that. And then the other thing that I'm having is my nightly adrenal cocktail with cranberry juice and sparkling water. Just because it's a really easy way to get in electrolytes to help replenishing my adrenals. Especially because I'm such an active person, as well as cranberry juice for different antioxidant benefits, and sparkling water because it just tastes good and gets more water in. Those are my two drinks of choice for the evening while I am chatting it up with you. Okay, so now we can get into the weekly recap. Starting Thursday, I had hip hop and heels in the morning. And we started working on doing dances with chairs, which was a lot of fun. We got some time alone to work on coming up with just like a short phrase, working with a chair. And then we showed it to each other. And then based on our pieces, we went with another person in the class that the thing they choreographed had a similar style. And me and my friend actually got paired together. And it was crazy how well our two like little phrases that we came up with like actually worked together, and it was just really cool. It was such a fun experience, and that class really gets me outside my comfort zone because I feel like as humans we all have like an innate like sexy like sensual side to us, but a lot of the times we're kind of told to like suppress it or like not be too open with it. And some people just naturally have the confidence and like don't care, but I feel like my whole life I've kind of just not necessarily that other people have always told me that I shouldn't be like that, but more I've told myself and I've created this narrative in my head that I need to be like the good girl and like never be out there or, you know, be in that sort of way, like have like this sexy, like feminine confidence. And so like being in this class and like being able to dance like this and have it not be judged and it's actually taken seriously, it's such an eye-opening thing for me. It does feel weird, it does feel awkward at times, but when I see other people do it, it doesn't look awkward to me, so I don't think it looks awkward to them when I do it. Like when I do it with Fong, like just going for it, it probably doesn't look as bad as I think it does. Yeah, just like having that little bit of time like dancing with a chair and like having my friend and I be able to do it together and having it match up really well was like a really cool experience. After I had my hip hop and heels class, I had modern. So our semester, so how this school works is like based on what program you're in, you're broken into like cohorts based on your semester. So like I'm a second semester student, so there's like 30 something of us in the entire semester. Basically like the sophomore class in my school, but we go by semesters, not years. So sophomore, quote unquote, for like regular school, or like second year, but it's actually the second semester. We're broken into two cohorts, and then because there's two cohorts, we break those into three classes for all of our like core classes. So one of the other classes, their teacher was gone, so they had to split in half, and like each one of them joined a different class. So like my class and then like the other, like the third class, we each got half of the second class. I don't know if that makes sense. Like say there's 1, 2, and 3, one got half of the twos and three got half of the twos. That's how that worked. So they got to join us, and that was a lot of fun because I have, obviously, I'm pretty much friends with everyone in my cohort, or at least like on good terms with everyone in my cohort. So it's always fun having new people in our classes and just like getting to dance those styles with them if we don't usually get to dance those styles with those people. After modern, I had my oral communication class, and we had 5 or 6 people missing, and there's only 16 people in that class. So the class felt so empty. People weren't showing up to class because it's a class where basically the premises of the class is giving speeches, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't have their speeches ready. And I'm not judging, like whatever works for you. Like if you need to just like, some people definitely were sick, but there was a couple people I'm pretty sure who just skipped because they weren't ready to give their speech and they didn't want to have to give it. Yeah, it was just weird. It was a really empty room that day. Like it felt like a very, very small class, mostly because it was. But anyways, once that class was done, I had an hour and a half break. So I had lunch, and then I had my gymnastics class. And I am still letting my shoulder do, like, I'm still rehabbing my shoulder and trying to take care of it. So there's some things I'm still not really supposed to do. But we started learning how to do kip-ups, which if you don't know what that is, it's like the thing where you kind of roll back onto your hands and you push up and you basically do like a back bend in the air to standing. You can look up a video of it on YouTube, or like think of like how like when you watch like karate movies and things like that, how they get up off the ground if they get like hit down and then they just like come back up like that. That's a kip-up. And we were doing those, and I can't really use the full strength of my arms right now, obviously, because of my left shoulder, but I was still able to almost land a kip-up, and I've never been close to getting a kip-up before. I think the last time I tried doing the kip-up was 8th or 9th grade, and it did not go well, so I just stopped trying to learn how to do it. And I think because, one, I haven't done it in so long, so I just went for it. And two, I've built up so much more muscle than what I had when I was like a freshman in high school. I was able to, like, without using my hands, basically land on my feet. I fell out of it. Like, I got onto my feet and then I fell backwards. But the fact that I had that much power and, like, was able to have that much control over my body and do that, I'm like, as soon as I'm able to use my hands fully again and get that extra little push to get me forward, I'm going to have it. And I'm so excited to have that happen. Because genuinely, I thought kip-ups were going to be something I was never able to do. After I had gymnastics class, I had to go babysit. And then after I babysat, I went to the gym. And recently, I've had to kind of change around my schedule and be more flexible because I am babysitting. And based on like my schedule with that, some nights I will just be going late to the gym. And then other nights, if it's really late, I'm not going to. And I'll figure out a different day in the week to do it because I'm currently only lifting 4 days a week. So Thursday, I was done by 7:30. So then I went to the gym, and I was done at the gym by like 9:15, I think, or 9:30. So then I was home by like 9:45. I think I got done at 9:15 because I was home by like 9:30. Yeah, so that's what I did. After I went to babysit, I went to the gym. Then the next morning, which is Friday, I had my 8 a.m. ballet class. That was pretty average, same as always. It's a fun class. I really like it. I love my teacher, and I like the people that I'm in the class with. Then I went to the gym. After I went to the gym, I went to contemporary. And for some reason, last week, the vibe in my contemporary class was just so off. Like, it felt like everyone was kind of on pins and needles, We all get along really well, but for some reason, I think everyone was just really frustrated that day or upset about something. Like, we were all going through our own things that day. It was just not, I'm sorry, this is the most Gen Z thing I can say, but it really was just not the vibe. It wasn't my favorite class, and I usually really like that class. And then after contemporary, I had my dance history class, and that was pretty much my Friday. Saturday morning, I did my laundry, got groceries, and then I walked to my boyfriend's cafe and grabbed a cold brew. But the funny thing is they were like busy and he was working on making orders and stuff. He didn't even notice that I came in and got a cold brew. And the thing that sucks about that is if I just like had told him I was there, I would have been able to get any beverage I wanted for free. But because I have social anxiety and I don't want to get in the way and like he was busy doing stuff, I didn't want to like distract him or like get in the way of him doing work. So I just ordered the cold brew from one of his coworkers, and because it was so busy, I think, and his coworkers only see me a couple times, I don't think his coworker like put together that like it was me, which is totally fine. So I ended up like paying for the cold brew, whatever, got it and left, and he didn't even notice that I was there. But then I went for a little bit of like a stroll, like a wander, kind of took the longer way back to my dorm and enjoyed my cold brew. I called my mom and talked to her for a little bit while I was walking because she actually flew in Friday night, but they didn't get here until really, really late, and I didn't see them until Saturday afternoon. I went to the Hideaway, which is a student one of the student lounges here at my dorms, and I journaled for like 30 minutes. Like, I just had my head down. I was just writing everything in my brain. And because I've been going through some stuff recently with like self-confidence and comparing myself to people that I really should not be comparing myself to, so I was just journaling that and like figuring that out for myself. Then I had to go and work, and while I was at work, my mom and her friends came and visited me, and we chatted for a little bit, and then they left because they were going to just kind of explore. And then my boyfriend, when he got off work, he brought me offered to bring me a decaf Americano, which is my usual order, a decaf Americano with preferably soy milk, but if they don't have soy milk, then almond milk, and if not almond milk, then oat milk. He offered to bring me that because he can bring me free beverages. And I thought it was funny because when he brought it to me, I still had some of my cold brew left from the morning. He didn't put two and two together that it was the cold brew from his coffee shop, because the coffee cup that I had was just like a regular plastic one. Like, it was like a generic iced coffee container that you can get at like multiple coffee shops, because like everyone's using the lids that have like the whole thing, so you don't have to use straws anymore. He brought it and he was like, "Oh, you like still have a cold brew?" And I was like, "Yeah." I didn't even like remember that I had gotten it that morning, that he didn't remember. Like, it wasn't on my mind because I was just not really worried about that. But his mom and one of his sisters actually came into the city because they were gonna come with me and my boyfriend and my mom and her friends to go see the Broadway musical parade. But anyway, so when he came to bring me my coffee, his mom and one of his sisters was with her, and I got to say hi to them. It was really quick, and my anxiety was kind of bad, so I didn't really say much. I got that, and then they left, and I worked the rest of my shift. And then I came back to my dorm, I ate dinner, and then my friends and I had to walk to meet up with everyone else for parade. So it was my mom, her two friends, my friend, my boyfriend, me, and then his mom and sister. So that was eight of us. And we all got to sit next to each other, and we watched the musical. It was really, really good. I love the parade soundtrack. And my boyfriend actually got me hooked onto it. Like, he was the one that told me I should listen to it. I'm so glad I listened to it, and I'm so glad that I got to go see the show. It is such a good show. It's a beautiful show, and it tells such an important story. And 10 out of 10 recommend seeing it if you're contemplating seeing it, if you're able to see it. Like, if you're in New York or you come and visit New York, go see it. So worth it. After we saw the show, we had to walk to get my boyfriend's suitcase from his mom's car, because he's coming home. He's coming back to Wisconsin with me in June for a couple weeks, so he needed to get a suitcase so he could like pack his stuff. So we walked and got that, and then my boyfriend and I all walked back to the dorms and then went to bed because I was exhausted. He was exhausted. He was like delirious. So three of us said goodnight to each other and we all went to bed. Sunday morning, I got up bright and early. Like, I don't honestly don't even really know why, but I got up like at like 5 or 6. And I worked on some oral communication homework. I wrote an outline for a speech. I did some dishes and I put away my laundry that I had done on Saturday. And then I went to, again, the cafe that my boyfriend works at. I really like the cafe. I love the location of it. I love their coffee. Like, I love their cold brew. I get free coffee from my boyfriend. And the ambiance of the cafe is just, like, it's so simplistic and calming. And they play different music, like, every time I'm there because, like, the workers get to choose the music. So it's, like, so when I went in there on Sunday, they were playing, like, lo-fi music. And honestly, that was really the vibe that I needed. So it was really nice. Oh, I'm talking kind of fast. Sorry. But anyways, I went to the cafe and I worked in editing my podcast and then I worked on editing this week's YouTube video. And then after that, I had to leave because I was meeting up with my mom and our family friends for lunch. We went to Le Pain Quidien. I don't know. I can't remember what the last word is. It starts with a Q. And I know that it's French for the daily bread, but there's like multiple, I don't know if it's technically considered a chain, but I know that there's definitely multiples of these throughout New York City. I don't know if they're located anywhere else, but we went there and I got this like breakfast bowl and it was so good. It had an egg on top and sweet potatoes, kale. What all did it have? Honestly, I can't even remember. Avocado. I don't know. It had a whole bunch of stuff on it and I'm completely blanking on what it had, but it was so good. It was delicious. Everyone really liked what they had. And I got like a iced tea / lemonade, like a lemon iced tea with it. It was so good and refreshing. It was really hot out that day. Like it was almost 80 degrees. And then after we went to lunch, we went and walked through a Sunday market that's like near where I live. Kind of just looked around a little bit. And then we headed down towards Times Square and stopped in a CVS and I got a GT's kombucha. I tried their cola flavor, like their mushroom, like adaptogenic mushroom one. I've already tried the root beer one and I like it, but I think I actually like the cola one better. But I'm also kind of biased because I like cola soda, like Diet Coke and like Coke Zero better than I like root beer. But a root beer every once in a while is really nice. Tried that. It was really good. And we went and saw MJ the Musical. So obviously, I'm sure you know this, but MJ the Musical is based off of Michael Jackson. And the singing and the dancing in that show was so good. The ensemble was amazing. The three gentlemen that played Michael Jackson throughout like the different years of his life were so incredibly good. The kid that played like the youngest version of Michael Jackson, I swear he couldn't have been older than 13. Like I swear he was like 11. He was doing amazing. He was dancing. He was singing. He sounded, I was just blown away. Like I was getting chills. And it takes a lot for a show to have an effect like that on me just because I'm so analytic of stuff. And like, I notice everything. I'm so observant and I take everything in a show. So if a show can do that to me, that means that I really like it. So being able to see two shows that did that to me in a row was so stimulating for my brain, but like in the best way. It brought me so much joy. Parade was amazing and MJ was amazing. But yeah, that was pretty much my Sunday. Monday, nothing really exciting happened. Had my usual classes, went to the gym, and had tap workshop rehearsal. Tuesday, I had tap at 8 a.m. That was a fun class. Theater dance, which we were working on a piece from The Wiz, which is a musical, and we were using the song Ease On Down the Road, and we got to work on like characterization. So we got broken into like groups of four and each person would be a different character, like the Cowardly Lion, Dorothy, Scarecrow, or Tin Man, and you'd have to like use that characterization while we were all doing like the same piece of choreography. So for my group, I'm the Cowardly Lion. It's fun and also very challenging figuring out how to portray that character while doing the movement that we're doing, but it's a fun challenge. After theater dance, I had musical theater class and classical ballet. Then I went and babysat, and I had to babysit until like 8:30 or 8:45. I came home And my boyfriend and I went for a walk because he wanted to go get dinner, but he didn't know where he wanted to go for dinner. He actually went and saw a show with one of our friends. He went and saw Kimberly Akimbo, the musical. But I couldn't, he offered for me to go with him, but I couldn't go because I had to babysit. So he went with one of his friends. And then he got back and we walked around because he wanted to find food. And literally everywhere was closed. So we ended up just going to get McDonald's for him. And then we came back to the hideaway. He ate that. And then we chatted a little bit. And then I went to bed. Today, I had musical theater bright and early in the morning. We did our final showing of our second song, or our second solo, and I was actually doing Do It Alone from Parade the Musical, so it was really cool getting to see the song that I was doing in class performed live in the actual Broadway, like, revival of it, and it was beautifully done. Michaela Diamond, I believe is her name, is playing Lucille Frank in Parade, and she has an astonishing voice. Then I had my individual voice lesson, and that went really well. I went to the gym because on Tuesday, since I had to babysit until 8:45, I did not feel like going to the gym after that. Like, I knew that I had already decided in the morning I was just going to go today so that I didn't have to tire myself out last night doing that. So I went between my individual voice class and my improv class because I have a decent amount of time, and I didn't have therapy today because my therapist is out of office for like this week and next week. So it kind of worked out. Then I went back to school and I worked on homework. I had to do a song chart for my newest song. And then I went to a one of the studios to rehearse a like backup choreography piece for my friend's newest song in musical theater. And then I had improv, and when I got back home from improv, I ate dinner, and then I just like not even 30 minutes ago ran to Trader Joe's to stock up on cranberry juice, Greek yogurt, and sourdough bread. Because I be going through sourdough bread like it's nobody's business. Like, the amount of bread that I go through is absurd, and I'm not complaining. I love it. But it's mostly because I eat pretty much the same dinner every night because I'm just so obsessed with it. Like, I think I have the definition of like a hyper fixation meal because I do not get tired of this meal. It's my sweet and savory toast, which is like one slice of sourdough will have yogurt and like Greek yogurt mixed with like a little bit of protein powder if I have it. If I don't have protein powder, then I just don't add it. And then banana slices, peanut butter, apple slices, blueberries. This week it's blackberries because I decided to get blackberries. So like blueberries and blackberries. And then I'll mix cocoa powder with like a little bit of syrup and drizzle that on top. And then I'll put some granola and some cinnamon and boom, that's like my sweet toast. And then savory, I make like a garlic bread because I'll just put garlic powder on top of the I spray oil on the slice of sourdough bread and then I sprinkle some garlic on it and then I put it in the air fryer and it gets nice and toasty. Take it out, spread some Greek yogurt on it. If I have avocado, I'll do that. Or like if I have hummus, I'll do that. Whatever I have in the fridge, I put on there. And then, but if I don't have anything, then I just do Greek yogurt. Then I do pepper, nutritional yeast. Slice up some tomato, put some salt on the tomato, slices of cucumber, and then I'll do either two eggs or like an egg and an egg white, just kind of depending on what my mood is and how I'm feeling, like based, it just kind of depends on the day. And I just cook that in the microwave. Like, I know that that's probably not the best way to cook an egg, but for me, it's what works. So right now, that's what I'm doing. Put it in the microwave, cook that with some pepper. And when it comes out, I just put that on top and then I do a drizzle of balsamic glaze. And it's just like, it's so satisfying being able to have sweet and savory for dinner. And I'm obsessed with the Trader Joe's San Francisco sourdough bread. So again, no complaints from me. I'm totally fine with the amount of bread that I'm eating because it tastes delicious. All right, that's all I have for my weekly recap. Let's get into the highs and the lows of the week. I think my high this week is probably one, getting to like meet and talk to Sin's mom and sister. I've already met him. I totally just name dropped. My high was getting to meet my boyfriend's mom and sister because I had met his mom before, but only for a couple seconds, and it was before we were dating or before I even knew he liked me. So I had just shaken her hand and told her my name, and then she had to go do something, and I was helping my boyfriend brings some stuff in from her car because she was dropping stuff off for him. This was like after Thanksgiving break, I believe. But yeah, I'd only met her for like a split second, and all I said to her was like, "Hi, my name is Lainey, nice to meet you." So it was nice to like actually be able to talk to her, have conversations with her, get to see more of her personality. Being able to do that, and then also seeing my mom and her friends, that was such a highlight. And going to see shows with them. Honestly, just like my entire weekend was so nice. Like spending time at the cafe, seeing my mom. I really enjoyed seeing my mom. Mom, I love you. And I miss you already. I actually get to see her again this weekend because I'm flying home Friday night and coming back to New York Sunday morning. But I'm going to surprise my brother by seeing him graduate on Saturday. He's graduating from college and I'm going to surprise him. And nobody knows that I'm coming besides my mom. And I'm really excited to see my brother and my mom and my dad and just surprise everyone. Positive surprise. Woohoo! Anyways, looking forward to that. But yeah, my whole weekend was honestly like my high. And my low, it's just been like I've been dealing with a lot of like comparison and self-doubt. And it's not really anyone's fault because I know that like the things that I'm getting upset about are stemming from my own insecurities. And I need to figure it out for myself. Yeah, it's just, it kind of sucks. Like, realizing that I may not be as confident in myself as I wish I was. Or, like, as I would like to think I am. But at the end of the day, like, that's okay. That's completely valid. And I'm eventually going to be able to get to the place where these things that are bothering me right now that I'm lacking confidence in aren't even going to cross my mind. And I just think that that's a really important thing to keep in mind. Like, if you're struggling with confidence in something or you're doubting yourself in something, just know that it's completely okay. Like, you're going to be okay. And in the future, you're going to look back and be like, why did I ever doubt my ability to do that? Why did I ever think I wasn't good enough at that? Or why was I lacking so much confidence in that? Because in the future, you're going to be able to do that. You're going to be able to have confidence in that. If you start working on it now. And I do plan on doing a deeper dive into like self-confidence and just kind of my whole mindset about it and how I want to go about like building more confidence in certain areas of my life and like what I'm lacking confidence in. So that'll be for a different episode. My goal for this week is just going to be to reduce my stress as much as possible because I am basically doing a full trip home and back, a full trip back to Wisconsin and then back here to New York in like 24 hours. And it's going to be stressful, especially because I'm getting close to finals week here at school. So I have a lot of content in my brain, but I'm going to make the best of it. I'm just going to try to be present and there for my brother and just spend time with him and make the day about him. And when I get back to New York, I'm just gonna get everything done I can late Sunday afternoon and hope for the best. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'd say I'm at like a 7. I'm feeling pretty chill. I'm doing good. I'm in like a positive mood, but I'm not like overly like excited or like giddy or bubbly or anything. I'm kind of just, I'm a little bit more than neutral. But I'm at like 2 happy. But like I like being at a 7. Like a 7 is nice because sometimes being at like a 9 or a 10 like takes a lot of energy out of me. Even if it's genuine, it can be kind of draining. But anyways, how are you doing? Take a second to just ask yourself, acknowledge, and maybe ask yourself why you're feeling the way that you are. But remember, it's not meant to be like a moment of judgment at all. And then once you ask yourself that, once you ask yourself how you're feeling, move on and go back to whatever it is you are doing. And with all of that, let's get into today's podcast topic. So today we're going to be talking about bad days and why they don't necessarily have to be bad. I don't really have anything written out about this. I'm literally just going to go off the top of my head because I feel like, if you can't tell already, I'm kind of in a chatty mood and I feel like it's just kind of the vibe of today, the flow of how my day is going. So we'll see how long this is and like what I have to say on it, but let's just get right into it. First of all, I think the biggest thing for me is it took me a long time to realize that a quote unquote bad day is kind of a choice. Yes, you can wake up in the morning feeling like terrible or things could be going wrong right off the bat when you wake up. letting that affect the rest of your day can be a choice. And it's a completely valid choice, but think about it. One bad thing happens, and then you just decide, oh, of course that would happen. And now my day is ruined. And the more you keep repeating that to yourself, the more likely it is that you're going to pull in that energy, and bad things are just going to keep happening because you have already predetermined that everything is going to feel negative to you and bad to you. So whether good things are happening around you or not, you are going to choose to perceive things as bad or only see the negative things that are happening in your day. When really there could be 50 other things that are going perfectly great, but you are just choosing to not see those things because you've decided that it is a quote unquote bad day. I think what I want to do is just kind of tell you guys how I go about approaching a bad day. If I wake up in the morning and I'm in a bad mood, or I feel like, maybe I'm feeling out of sorts, or like things are off, or my mental health isn't doing good, the first thing I'm doing is getting out my journal and writing everything in my brain down. Everything that is inside of my head, I am writing on that piece of paper as fast as possible so that I can understand what it is that my brain is saying to me. It's a lot more tangible for me personally to write out the thoughts in my head and then look back at them and pick apart even more what it is I'm thinking. If I say something that I'm feeling negative about, okay, why am I feeling negative about that? What are the beliefs behind this? What is causing this feeling? What is causing this bad energy? Is it a certain anxiety around something else? Is it insecurity? Is it just a feeling of being unstable or stressed? Like, what is it that is causing this thought pattern of negativity? And I don't want this to come across as like toxic positivity because it is completely okay to have bad days. You can have bad days, but this is just how I go about. Like, this is how I approach a bad day to make it slightly less bad and not feel so much like the end of the world. So, yes, first things first is I'm journaling things down. The second thing is, especially if it's right away in the morning, because I get up decently early, like at least 2 hours before I have to leave for school, I am trying to get into the habit of going for a walk in the morning to get natural sunlight. Ideally, within 5 minutes of waking, but if it's within the first half an hour, I'm happy. And I haven't been perfect at this. I've been shooting for right now, my goal is to do it for like 2 or 3 days a week. And eventually I want to get it to every single day, but I'm trying to meet myself where I am right now. But that is another thing. If you're having a bad day, go outside and get some fresh air. Go for a walk, even if it's really early in the morning and things feel out of sorts. That's going to help you. It's going to calm your nervous system. It's going to bring your body just into a feeling of connectedness. And it's taking even just 5 minutes for yourself to do something that can bring you bliss. You don't even have to be walking around. You can just go sit outside. Like if you have a balcony or something, go sit on the balcony with no distractions and just take in what's going on around you. Don't worry about what's happening in your head. Try things like the 5-4-3-2-1 method where you like, I can't remember the exact order of it, but it's using your five senses. I think it's five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, one thing you can taste, something like that. It's something with the five senses. You can look it up, or I can make a post about it on my story or on my Instagram or something like that. But using grounding techniques like that to just make you aware of what's going on around you and help you not focus so much on whatever it is that's going on inside your head can be really beneficial. The next thing is whatever is going wrong or whatever is feeling bad, remember that it isn't permanent, most likely. Obviously, there's some cases where things that are negative in your life may stay that way, but that doesn't mean that you always have to continue feeling negative about them. I think one example that I'm thinking of is having someone that you love pass away. I lost my grandma just over a year ago, and I feel like I had a very good relationship with her. I love her very much. It has been something very hard for me. And there are definitely days where when I'm having bad days, for some reason my brain will bring that thought into my head and it brings me down even more. And a way that I make it less painful is by finding light within the thing that is hurting me. Yes, she may be gone, but she is in a place where she can be happy and she can be out of pain, because she was in pain before she passed. She has left such a beautiful impact on everyone she's met. Like, so many people know her and so many people know how amazing of a woman she is. I don't have to think about the fact that she isn't here anymore, because there's so many beautiful things that she's still left here with me for me to remember her by, that I would much rather focus on those things than focus on the fact that she's gone. And again, it's completely valid for me to focus on that negative thing and acknowledge it and accept it and I can thank it for being there for me and holding a sense of love and sorrow for her. But at the same time, it's a lot more healthy and beneficial for my brain to more frequently think about the positive impact that she's had on my life and the amazing memories I have with her. So that's just like one example of how you can change something that is usually seen as a negative into something more positive if you're thinking about something like that throughout the day. The next thing I like to do is communicate with people around me how I'm feeling. Like, if I know what's causing me to feel off, letting people know, hey, I'm feeling like I'm having an off day. I could use some extra support. I need you to be extra kind to me today. I need some words of encouragement. Hey, I need a hug. Literally just letting the people around you know what it is you're going through, because the people that love and care about you are going to give you what you need. They're going to be there to support you and stand by your side and help you get through whatever it is you're going through. So if you communicate to people to the best of your abilities what it is you need or what it is you're going through, or even just saying the simple words of, I'm not having the best day, letting people be aware of that can be helpful, because then they can know to take things easy on you, you know, be gentle on you, not maybe bring certain things up that they know upset you, things like that. It can just be really helpful for not only for you, but also for them to kind of understand what it's going on, especially if things seem off. They at least have a reason and can have some assurance that, like, they can be there to help you, because people genuinely do want to help others. It's like a human, like a natural human thing to want to help people. It not only can help you, but it can help the other person. Another thing that I think can be really helpful when you're having a bad day is go back to things that are just genuinely comforting, especially things that you would do as a kid that comforted you, like a comfort movie or a comfort TV show or a book that you really enjoy, or going and doing some sort of activity that you really like going for a walk, like I said, or going and playing a sport that you love, going swimming, playing outside, or like literally just doing some sort of activity that brings you joy from like your childhood. Another thing you can do is like go somewhere new or try something new, like maybe go to a new park or a museum. Just find something new and exciting to add to your day. Obviously, you can't do this every single day that you have a bad day, but if there could be something you can go back to that has brought you positivity in the past, or try something new that you think would have a positive impact on your day, that can be a really good tool to have in your tool belt when you are going through something like this. The next thing I'd like to say about bad days is, obviously, like I said, bad days don't have to be bad. They could definitely be teaching you something. You could be feeling really negative about something, or something could have gone wrong. But in the future, you're going to understand why you went through that thing, or why that negative feeling occurred, or that thought occurred, or why something that may have not felt the best to you in the moment happened. Later, you will understand, hopefully. You just have to kind of trust the process and like what the universe is giving you. Obviously, everyone has their own beliefs, but things that happen to you happen for a reason. I'm a strong believer in that, even though it seems very unfair at times. And that's not like the thing you want to hear in certain situations, because there are certain situations where it's like, no, this genuinely does not feel like it's happening for a reason. So like, why is this happening? And again, completely valid. You have every right to be upset about whatever it is that you're going through. But trying to remember and sometimes just being able to turn to the thought of like, it's okay, everything will work out for me eventually, can just bring you a lot of peace. And at the end of the day, a bad day is not your entire life. It's one day. Even if it lasts a week or a month or a whole year, that is a minuscule amount of time compared to your entire life. Not even just your life, but the entire timeline of human existence. Like, we are just a speck, a tiny little piece of sand, like grain of sand in all the beaches in the world. That is how tiny we are in the timeline of existence. Like, and that's just a crazy thing to think about. So when things feel like a big deal or when things feel really upsetting, just remind yourself. Literally, a girl in one of my classes last week said, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, does it really matter? We're all just living on a floating rock. And like, yes, I've heard that before, and yes, it's cliche, but it's so true. Try to find the light in even the worst days, because at the end of the day, we're on a floating rock that revolves around a giant star. That's crazy to think about. And our only true job here is to just survive and create something beautiful that brings us joy and find out who we are. And obviously, there's other things that go along with that, but that is at the core of it all, is just figuring out who you are and what your own purpose is. That is pretty much all I have for today's topic. I know that the first half of the episode, the catch up and stuff, was pretty chatty, but I feel like there's not much more I need to say on what I do when I'm having a bad day. I guess one more thing would be, like I said, to tell someone in person, but you can also call loved ones. I always call my mom and my dad when I'm having a hard time. Well, even if the person can't be right there next to you, it's a very good resource just to be able to talk through things with someone, get thoughts out of your head, and know that someone is there to support you if you need them. With all of that being said, that was just a thought with me. I'll be in your ears next week. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at justathought.pod, as well as on my main Instagram at laney.foods, and on YouTube, it's just my name, Lainey Evans. And I will see you in the next one. Bye!